Yes.
Hi, this is Maida with Family First. Am I
Yes.
speaking with Eleanor?
Yes.
Hi, Eleanor. I'm calling you because I received your voicemail, that you had questions regarding who your new coordinator was.
Yes, that was before I talked to you. I did that early this
Okay.
morning.
Okay, perfect then. Yeah, I just received it, so sorry about that. And also, I wanted to reach out to you because we found a new caregiver that can cover the shifts from Monday to Friday. So I wanted to let you know about that. The name of the new caregiver is Sierra Creamer.
Wait a minute, let me write it down, please.
Okay.
I want to make sure I get the spelling right.
Okay.
Okay, spell it for me, please.
Sure, it's CIARA
Yes.
and then Creamer, CREAMER.
Okay.
And I will talk to Sierra to see if she can start tomorrow from 9 to 2. But they do wanted me to let you know that Sierra does not have a vehicle, and that is, and transportation is not something that a home care agency offers. So if you need transportation on your services, please reach out to your insurance company.
I have, and they could get for me, but I'm gonna go on a wedding list, and I have doctor's appointment, and I'm not sure how I would get there until
Yep.
they're gonna get back to me. They have something Uber. They have different things, but I just talked to them also, so they're looking and inquiring, and I have appointment for this Friday coming up at the hospital, so I usually try to get someone with a car. Some of the girls have a car when they come, when I ask them. The agency don't ask, but when I talk to them, I ask, and if they have a car, they tell me, and it's my
Yes.
decision. Insurance say if I get in that car, that's my decision. They don't get someone to take
No,
me
I
specifically.
understand. It's just that transportation is not something that we offer as a home care agency, and it's also not something that the aides get reimbursed from. So if they take you on their personal vehicles and they take gas, we don't pay them for that. That is why we do not offer transportation. If you need transportation, please reach out to your insurance company.
I know that, ma'am. I've been with health agencies since 2014, so I understand how it works. When you give me the girl, or she give me her number, she's going to call me. How am I going to get it? She's just going to show up tomorrow?
No, I will provide her with your number.
Yes, and ask her to call me.
And
I will talk to her. I know what to do. I'm not being rude to you. But I know that you don't pay for it. You don't do the gas. When I was doing it, they did the gas. They did mileage. So I know it's not just your company. It's the company's. Now, I understand.
okay,
I
but well,
understand.
I just wanted to let you know that she doesn't have a vehicle. So, but I will reach out to her. I will provide her with all of your information. That way, she can arrange with you the start date.
So I want to ask you this because I didn't ask this before. You don't supply a vehicle, but do if they're going on CCT, I have to pay for that, or my insurance have to pay for that. If they're riding with me on the bus or whatever, they have the insurance pay, or do your company cover? I'm not sure. I didn't ask before because I have people with a car.
Sure. Yes, sure. That any type of transportation is with your insurance company.
Okay. All right.
Okay, perfect. So I will call Sierra to let her know.
Okay, yes. Ask her to call me because tomorrow morning I do have a meeting downstairs from in my building. They're calling us for a meeting, so I have that, and I won't be up here at 9 o'clock. My meeting is for 9 o'clock.
Okay.
She wouldn't be able to get in. I'll explain it to her what to do. So tomorrow morning I'm not ready for it because I do have to do that. I'm doing my renewal downstairs. So for my apartment, so I have that appointment already and I won't be here. So I will talk to her about that. And if not, and I have appointment for Friday, so I won't be here Friday, and she won't be going with me until I get in contact with the insurance.
Yes.
So she's not going to work Friday either. Maybe she should start Monday. I will tell her that because what's happening Friday, my appointment was already made.
Okay, so she can start on Monday.
Yes, it would be it would be better for me because both of the appointments was already before I got her, but she could call. And we could talk it out. Now, everybody don't like everything, and I'm a Muslim, and I don't no meat in my house. I have issues, and I want to talk to the person, not just take the person. I want them to understand me and what they're coming into because of my religion. A lot of it got to do with that, and I want to let them know. A lot of people never worked for Muslims before, and they may not want the job. I understand that. So I'll talk to her about it, and if she wants to, she could take it Monday. If not, I will seek someone else or another agency, whatever works. I'm not trying to start no problems, but whatever works, we'll go work it how we can work it the best we can.
Okay. I will call Sierra to let her know that she can start on Monday.
Yes.
And
let her know to call me before Monday.
And all of that. I also need to remind you that your type of services is home care. That means that your caregiver needs to start the shift at your house and also end the shift at your house. Any other address is not allowed.
I don't give any other addresses. What happens is
other addresses or other places.
What do you mean? So, wait, let me get this straight, Amaya, because I'm not sure what you mean. I have an aide, and we go out. She takes me to Walmart to get my supplies for my diapers and this stuff. We usually go Saturday morning. Walmart is a mess. We leave here 6:30. We leave my home, her and I together. So what we would do is she would text Miss Seal. I'm not expecting you to do what Miss Seal do, but the texting is on her phone because if we out and we're not here at 9 o'clock, we don't start at 9 o'clock. She start her shift. She comes in for me early, but she texts to let them know that we're out.
Yes.
That means you can't call my house. If I'm out of the house, she can't call from my phone. So she usually texts ahead. And let Miss Seal know that.
That's what I'm trying to explain. That will no longer be allowed. She has to clock in and clock out always from your place, even if it's before the clocking time, even if it's after the clock out time. She has to wait. If you're at Walmart and it's time to clock out, she has to wait until she is back at your place to clock out.
Okay, so, and she has to stay at my place till 9 o'clock before we can go out. That's I'm saying it to you to make sure I'm understanding. I'm saying, understanding what you're saying to me, so we can no longer go early. We have to wait here till 9 o'clock so she can clock out at 9 o'clock at my home, and then we can go to Walmart and we do what we do. And when she come back, she have to be here to... She's back here. We back. I'm back by 6 o'clock. That's why we go early so she can get back here. She got groceries to put away and stuff to do, work to do to help me. So I understand that part. I want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying to me. I'm repeating it how you want it because the issue is different now. And I just wanted to make sure I'm giving it back to you the way I think you gave it to me. If it's wrong, then just tell me and I will... Asked you how do it get done then? I'm changing. I gotta do change. I'm okay. I'm with it.
The only thing that you need to remember is that they have to be at your house to clock in and out. Only that. They can go out with you, go with you to appointments, but they cannot clock in or clock out from any other place different than your house.
So let me, I may have to change agency, because my doctor's appointment is for 8 o'clock in the morning. When my doctor come in, I'm usually hurt, and I've been this way for 6 years and 8 years with some of my doctors. I'm not willing to change and go out this, if they don't have appointments.
Change the schedule if you have an appointment. That's okay. If you have an appointment and you need the caregiver earlier in the day or later in the day, we can change it for the day. That's fine.
Okay, I thought you just said, see, I'm understanding you wrong, Maya. I just thought you said to me a few minutes ago, it no will no longer be that way. We have to do it from my phone.
Yes, that is correct. But that is it's something different than the schedule. We can change the schedule. It's okay. But the thing that will not be changing is that they need to clock in and clock out from your house. It doesn't matter the time. It has to be from your house.
So what you, what, now you're saying that, I'm going to ask you this. So we can go and do what we have to do, but I just have to change the schedule?
If you need it to.
But how am I going to change this?
You can call me and ask me to change it, and I will do it.
So does it matter if I'm going to the doctor? The doctor is not every day, so it doesn't happen all the time. I would just call you. Call this
yes.
number that I'm calling, that I call you on now, call that number?
Yes.
And you could change it for me?
Yes.
So if I'm going to Walmart, I could do the same thing, call you first? I don't go to Walmart every Saturday. I go to do my supplies, so
yes.
Now I'm understanding it a better way since I'm asking the way I'm asking you. So we could, it's still the same thing. We just calling you. She called Miss Seal before. And Miss Seal fixed it for her, changed
yep.
it for her. So if we not calling, just call you instead of calling on another phone number, just call you.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. See, that's why I ask a lot of questions, because people hear you, and we understand it one way, and you mean it another way. So, Maya, get used to me, because I ask a lot of questions. I don't know if it's because I got old or what it is, but I know this, I don't understand everything everybody say. I understand it another way. So that's why I kept asking you. Now I understand you when I'm asking the way I'm asking. I got it. That's what's changing. Call you instead of doing that. Call you, and then you would. Thank you. I got
okay.
it now.
Okay, no worries.
All right, thank you. That scared
welcome.
Me. I was getting ready to change companies. I didn't know what to do. What am I going to do now? No, this is my program for all these years. How am I going to do this? I was
it's
getting
okay.
confused. Sorry. It's making me laugh because now I got it. It took all that for me to get it.
It's okay. No worries.
I
have to call Ziara to let her
you,
know.
Did you? I will do that, honey. I understand now. Did you talk to, I call her patience because I don't speak the Arabic well. You say it very well. How you say it to the girl that worked for me for the week? Did you talk to her? You said you would call her?
I only really have to call you. And if she has any questions, she can reach out to me. But we only have to reach out to our patients.
No, I mean the one that we didn't have the idea.
Oh,
she came the first.
The one that worked for a week only,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
She reached out to me, yes.
Okay, I didn't know if you talked to her or not. I know she's looking for me because she did come to my house, and it's fair that she get paid because I do tell them we didn't have the ID. She had none of that, but she came and she stayed here, so I verified she was here. They were supposed to send me a sheet, a paper for me to fill in with my initials that she was here. She came in 9 and she left at 2. And I was willing to do that, but I never got the paper. So now I understand. You talked to her. I called her, but I didn't know whether if she called you. I give her your number. I didn't know if she called you or not. That's why I'm asking, did she call you? Did she check with you? I want to get that off my mind because it's not fair. She was here. So she got you. That's straightened out for me, too. That's one I could take off the list. Thank you, Maya. I'm glad I understand it. I got it now. Okay. I don't have to change up nothing. I thought I was going to have to change my girl that I got for the weekend. What's going to happen? How am I going to do this? I got it. Thank you.
Okay, no worries.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.